"What's this?" he began. "Senior Postman George Aggie, sir. The badge, 15 bites and still standing, sir," said the man proudly. "Well, that is a lot of bites, isn't it? Ah, but I foxed them after number 9, sir, and got myself a tin leg, sir."
"You lost your leg?" said Moist, horrified.
"No, sir. Bought a bit of old armour, didn't I?" said the wizened man, grinning artfully. "Does my heart good to hear their teeth squeaking, sir?"
"Aggie," Moist mused, and then memory sparked.
"Weren't you? I'm the worshipful master, sir," said Aggie. "I hope you won't take last night the wrong way, sir. We all used to be like young Tolliver, sir, but we gave up hope, sir. No hard feelings."
"No, no," said Moist, rubbing the back of his head.
"And I'd like to add my own message of congratulations as chairman of the Ankh-Morpork Order of Postal Workers, Benevolent and Friendly Society," Aggie went on.
Thank you," said Moist. "And who are they exactly?"
"That was us last night, sir," said Aggie, beaming.
"But I thought you were a secret society."
"Not secret, sir. Not exactly secret. More ignored, you might say. These days, it's just about pensions and making sure your old mates get a proper funeral when they return to sender, really."
"Well done," said Moist vaguely, which seemed to cover everything. He stood back and cleared his throat.
"Gentlemen, this is it. If we want the post office back in business, we must start by delivering the old mail. It is a sacred trust. The mail gets through. It may take 50 years, but we get there in the end. You know your walks. Take it steady. Remember, if you can't deliver it, if the house is gone, well, it comes back here and we'll put it into the dead letter office and at least we'll have tried. We just want people to know the post office is back again, understand?"
A postman raised a hand.
"Yes."
Moist's skill at remembering names was better than his skill at remembering anything else about last night. "Senior Postman Thompson, isn't it?"
"Yes, sir. So what do we do when people give us letters, sir?"
Moist's brow wrinkled. "Sorry, I thought you deliver the mail, don't you?"
"No, Bill's right, sir," said Groat. "What do we do if people give us new mail?"
What did you used to do?" said Moist. The postman looked at one another.
"Get 1 penny off 'em for the stamping, bring it back here to be stamped with the official stamp," said Groat promptly. "Then it gets sorted and delivered."
"So, people have to wait until they see a postman? That seems rather..."
"Oh, in the old days, there was dozens of smaller offices, see," Groat added. "But when it all started going bad, we lost them."
"Well, let's get the mail moving again, and we can work things out as we go along," said Moist. "I'm sure ideas will occur. And now, Mr. Groat, you have a secret to share." Groat's keyring jingled as he led Moist through the post office's cellars and eventually to a metal door. Moist noted a length of black and yellow rope on the floor. The watch had been here too. The door clicked open. There was a blue glow inside, just faint enough to be annoying, leave purple shadows on the edge of vision and make the eyes water.
"Voila," said Groat.
"It's a, is it some kind of theatre organ?" said Moist. It was hard to see the outlines of the machine in the middle of the floor, but it stood there with all the charm of a torturer's rack. The blue glow was coming from somewhere in the middle of it. Moist's eyes were streaming already.
"Good try, sir. Actually, it is the sorting engine," said Groat. "It's the curse of the post office, sir. It had imps in it for the actual reading of the envelopes, but they all evaporated years ago, just as well, too."
Moist's gaze took in the wire racks that occupied a whole wall of the big room. It also found the chalk outlines on the floor. The chalk glowed in the strange light. The outlines were quite small. One of them had 5 fingers.
"Industrial accident," he muttered. "All right, Mr. Groat, tell me."
"Don't go near the glow, sir," said Groat. "That's what I said to Mr. Wobbleberry. But he snuck down here all by himself later on. Oh, dear, sir, it was poor young Stanley that went and found him, sir, after he saw poor little Tiddles dragging something along the passage. A scene of carnage met his eyes. You just can't imagine what it was like in here, sir."
"I think I can," said Moist.
"I doubt if you can, sir."
"I can, really."
"I'm sure you can't, sir."
"I can, all right," shouted Moist.
"Do you think I can't see all those little chalk outlines? Now, can we get on with it before I throw up?"
Right you are, sir," said Groat.
"Ever heard of Bloody Stupid Johnson? Quite famous in this city."
Didn't he build things? Wasn't there always something